Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a lot to get to today. We're going to continue talking playoff NBA basketball and playoff hockey. Casey Hudson's going to join me later on in the show for Model Making Money to talk some playoff hockey as well. Got a big golf tournament getting ready to go tomorrow in North Carolina. We're going to break down the Wells Fargo Championship, and also we're going to wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. Any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, you know the drill. You can send them in to us, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports as well. Let's have some fun over the next 30 minutes. Glass is in session. We're going to start off with playoff Peach, and we only have one NBA game tonight. We got the Pacers and the Knicks. The Knicks took game one, 121-117 on Monday night. All these home games at MSG going back to the Sixers series have been really, really good. New York is favored by 4.5 tonight. They were favored by 5.5 in game one. The total has ticked up from 217.5 to 218.5. You like the Knicks on the money line, they're minus 175. The Pacers are plus 145. So in game one, I liked Indiana a lot, +5.5. I thought it was a really good spot for them. The Knicks were coming off that emotional series against Philadelphia. Every game was close. Every game came down to the wire. And it just felt like in game one, back at home, everybody kind of felt like they were going to win that game, thinks they're going to win this series. We're just kind of waiting for this Knicks-Celtic collision course. Thought it was a really good spot for Indiana, and they had all the chances in the world. Looked like they were going to win that game. Now in game two, after the Knicks probably were fortunate to win that first game, it feels like a nice spot here for the Knicks in game two. Indiana did a lot of things right. They shot the ball pretty well. They scored into the high 100 and teens, almost scored 120. But Jalen Brunson, whose prop was at 35.5 in that game one, scored 40. And then here's this prop sitting tonight at 37.5. Josh Hart was great. Dante DiVincenzo was great. I thought going into this series, the one matchup that I was really interested to see was the fact that in that Philadelphia series, the Knicks really only had to worry about two guys on offense. They had to worry about Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. In this Pacers series, as we saw in game one, Indiana, they get scoring from everybody. It's Siakam, it's Miles Turner, Obi Toppin comes off the bench, TJ McConnell was really good in game one. Tyrese Haliburton is going to be the key, though, tonight. Early on in the season, especially in the in-season tournament, when Indiana went all the way to the finals, Haliburton looked like one of the best point guards in the league. It looks like he maybe is still bothered by that ACL injury that got him midway through the season, but he needs to be much better. He wasn't even looking to shoot the ball in the fourth quarter. He only had 6 points and 8 assists. So if you like Indiana tonight, plus the 4.5, if you think they're going to win the game, I think you're probably going to have to like Haliburton. I know they almost won that game and he didn't do much, but I think for them to win tonight and for them probably to cover that number, he's going to have to play really well. Some player props that I do like: Pascal Siakam over 19.5 points tonight for the Pacers. He was scoreless in the first quarter, hardly did anything in the first half, ended up finishing the game with 19 points. I think he's going to come out much more aggressive, much more assertive here in game two. I think that's a low number. So I like Siakam over 19.5 points. Also like Dante DiVincenzo over 3.5 three-pointers at plus 105. We know that shooters, kind of those role player types, play better at home. And DiVincenzo tends to play better at home than he does on the road. He hit 5 three-pointers in game one. He shot it 9 times. I think he's probably going to shoot 9, 10, 11 threes again tonight. Probably hits 4 or 5. So I like that plus 105 over 3.5 threes for DiVincenzo. Knicks right now minus 400 to win the series. The Pacers are plus 300. I think the Pacers at plus 300 might be worth a look. I think, again, the Knicks probably win and cover tonight, but it just feels like the Knicks are way too overvalued. Again, every game against Philadelphia was close, and game one against the Pacers was close as well. I expect a lot of these games to be close, so I don't know if the Knicks should be laying minus 400. Maybe you wait until game three when you're going to get a much better number, but I think 3-1 on Indiana to win the series, certainly not a bad play. Then in the NHL playoffs, we got two games tonight. Game two between the Bruins and the Panthers. What a statement from Boston in game one. Panthers score the first goal in that game, and then Boston scores the next five. They win 5-1. Love the Bruins in game one. Those teams that win game seven and then immediately that game one, I like backing them, getting all that momentum. Jeremy Swayman has been fantastic for the Bruins, and he's going to need to be really good again. His saves prop is sitting at 30.5 tonight. This game is desperation for Florida, right? You can't go down 0-2. You can't lose both games at home going to Boston. So I expect Florida to really be aggressive tonight offensively. A ton of shots on Swayman, and the guy's been spectacular so far in the postseason. So his saves number is big for a reason, but I like that over 30.5. I do like the Panthers tonight on the puck line, though, -1.5 at plus 155. I think they're the much better team. Swayman, even though I think he's going to have a lot of saves tonight, I do think he's going to give up 2 or 3 goals. Florida is the better team. Boston jumped on him in game one. We saw the Bruins do the same thing against the Leafs in that series. And then the Leafs came back and they won game two. I think the Panthers are going to do the same at home. I like them on the puck line tonight. Then game one between the Oilers and Canucks as that series gets going underway tonight in Vancouver. Oilers are heavy favorites to win this series. They're minus 275. Vancouver is plus 220. Something of note in this series is that Vancouver swept Edmonton during the season series. They went a perfect 4-0 against them. However, Vancouver's going to be without their starting goalie, Thatcher Demko, who's one of the best goalies in the regular season in the NHL. With all that being said, though, Vancouver does have an advantage against Edmonton. And even though it's always nice to have a great goalie, it certainly says something that Edmonton was not able to beat Vancouver at all during the regular season. So for a team that had a ton of regular season success, and even without Demko in that series against Nashville, for the most part, Vancouver's goaltending was excellent. They have home ice in this series. And as we talked about yesterday, there was not a underdog that lost, that won outright in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. All the favorites won. So at some point, we're due for one of these underdogs to win. I think Vancouver could be a good look at plus 220 to win the series. And I like him tonight to win game one at plus 115. All right, moving on now. It's time to do a little golfing with Glasser as we look at the Wells Fargo Championship. They teed up in North Carolina tomorrow for the Wells Fargo at Quail Hollow. This golf course is a beast. It's one of the longest on the PGA Tour, third longest, par 71, 7,558 yards. So it's a huge course, right? So obviously you're going to want guys that hit the ball far, and you're going to want guys that hit the ball straight. But also you look at kind of the course history and how this course is played throughout the years. Some of the shorter hitters, guys like a Tommy Fleetwood, guys like a Brendan Todd, have done well on this course. What are some traits that Fleetwood and guys like Brendan Todd share? They're extremely accurate. So you want guys that are playing out of the fairway this week. Even though the rough isn't crazy tough at Quail Hollow, again, this golf course is so long that you much rather be in the fairway. So guys that are accurate but also can hit the ball a far way are guys that I'm looking at this week. You also want guys that have a good short game as well. These greens are crazy fast. So this is a major championship type golf course. They played the PGA Championship back here in 2019. So it's a tough, tough venue. It's a tough course. The third longest, as I mentioned, on the PGA Tour. So those are the kind of golfers that I'm looking at this week. Some guys that I have my eye on. Rory's the favorite this week at plus 750, followed by Xander Schauffele at plus 900. No Scottie Scheffler this week, so we feel like this is a wide open tournament without Scottie playing. I can't bet Rory at plus 750. He hasn't won in a long time. Xander feels like he never wins any big events, so I can't bet either of those guys. I do like Xander top 10, though. Last two times he's played here, he's finished in the top 15. Xander's game is so on point right now. He's doing everything well. He's driving the ball well. He's hitting his irons well. His short game's doing well. Everything's well for Xander, but he just doesn't have that will to win. He doesn't have that clutch gene in him, so I can't bet him to win, but I will take Xander to finish in the top 10 at minus 120. I also like Matt Fitzpatrick to finish in the top 20 at plus 110. This course should set up really well for Matty Fitz. These kind of golf courses where you have to put it in the fairway that are tough, that are long, Matty Fitz tends to play pretty well. We're getting plus 110 on him to finish in the top 20. I like that. And then some guys that I like to win this week, I'm going back to the well with Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland, you look at his season last year, and you look at it this year, and it's kind of similar. He's struggling more this year than he did last year, but in most of these events, he really hasn't been in contention. This is the time of the year when Victor Hovland started to flip it around. It was actually the PGA Championship last season where Victor finished second, and then he took off and he started to play great the rest of the year. The PGA Championship's next week. So I'm hoping at 28-1, we're getting a great price on Victor Hovland. I'm hoping this is when he turns his season around. This golf course sets up really well for him. You're talking about a guy who's as good of a ball striker as it gets. He's very accurate off the tee, and Victor is due to finish well at an event like this. So Victor Hovland, 28-1, is a guy that I'm looking at. I'm also looking at Ben Ahn at 45-1, one of the longest hitters on the PGA Tour. Ben Ahn's been pretty good so far this season. He's only played here a couple times, and he hasn't done all that well, but his form is much better this season than it has been in the last couple years, and I like the price on him. Again, usually you want to take accuracy at a course like this, but I'll take my chances with the guy that hits the ball as far as Benny on. And then finally, a golfer that I really like this week to win at 50-1 and also to place in the top 20 at plus 160, that's going to be Harris English. Harris English, in six of his last seven events, has finished in the top 30. He's playing really good golf. On top of that, on some of these signature events, he's played very well. He was 7th at Riviera, tied for 21st at the Arnold Palmer, tied for 19th at the Players. He was tied for 22nd at the Masters. So he really hasn't been in contention yet, and that's why his number is 50-1 to win. But he's given himself an opportunity, and he's hovering around that top 20 number. So I would definitely take that at plus 160, and I think he's got a good chance to win this week. He did finish here in the top five a couple years ago. So Harris English, 50-1, is a guy that I would look at as well. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Casey Hudson, who is standing by. Excited to talk some playoff hockey with Casey. Before we get there, though, Casey, what is the BetQL model betting tonight? What is their five-star plays?
Long time no see, Pete. So the BetQL model's got a player prop for Josh Hart over 1.5 made threes, averaging 3.5 attempts specifically versus the Pacers, sitting at 2.6 attempts, which is why the model is loving and leaning towards this five-star bet.
All right, love it. Casey, it has been a long time. Not long enough because, you know, the Capitals were an early exit from the postseason. But some of these other teams are alive. We got some great second-round matchups. What are some of your best bets for tonight?
Of course, we got to talk about this Bruins-Panthers game. One of my favorite bets is actually Panthers getting 8-plus shots off in that first period. High value here, and I like this for a number of reasons. 9 shots in the first period in Game 1, 8 shots in the first period when they bounce back versus their Game 4 loss to my Tampa Bay Lightning. So we know that this team bounces back with a vengeance, tries to set a tone in that first period, and that's by attacking viciously. Not to mention is that there's some nods that Allmark can potentially be between the pipes versus Swayman, which would be something that they'll definitely try to take advantage of. Another one that I like is actually Canucks third period puck line. plus 0.5 here at minus 176. If there's one thing that the Canucks have been consistent about, regardless of their goalie drama, it's picking up a goal in that third period, trying to stay in tight contentions, trying to sneak in there. They had that goal with 6.2 seconds left to tie things up versus the Predators. I think they'll push back versus the Oilers, but a lot of that is going to come in that third period after they assess through the first 40 minutes of play. So those are my two top bets of the day.
All right, I like it. Casey, I'll talk to you about that Vancouver-Edmonton series in a bit, but the Bruins-Panthers, so the Bruins obviously won game one, 5-1, dominating fashion. Right now on BetMGM, both teams are minus 110 to win the series. So you still like Florida, or do you think Boston wins this series against the Panthers?
Yeah, to see what Boston did definitely makes you question who the better team could potentially be here. I just think that a number of things played highly in favor for the Boston Bruins. Number one, the Panthers defensemen had massive turnovers in their D zone that really led up to two of the goals of the night. Kolakov and Ekblad, I don't expect them to be as bad tonight. If anything, they probably got a mouthful from Paul Maurice on that end. They still had just as many scoring chances. They still stayed in great contention with shots on goal. I think the Panthers are just a tough team to wave off. And plus, there's animosity from last season when they knocked the Bruins out. So I think it's going to be a tough one. I think it goes to seven, but I still have faith in the Panthers, their style of play, their way of play. And if they switch between Swayman and Allmark, Bobrovsky's not going to let what happened the other night happen again. He's only going to get better. He's only going to get cleaner and more reliable, but it starts with his defensemen in front of him.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting series to see what happens there, especially if the Bruins go with Allmark tonight with the way that Swayman's been playing. How about this Vancouver and Edmonton series, Casey? So obviously Thatcher Demko, it looks like, is going to be out for Vancouver for the entire series. They're obviously going up against one of the best offenses in the league with McDavid and Draisaitl. Edmonton's heavy favorites at minus 275, and Vancouver swept them during the regular season. So do you think that maybe Vancouver at the price at plus 220 could be worth a look? And I know you like them in the third period. Do you think they have a chance at maybe winning game one tonight?
Yeah, I mean, if you recall, Canucks were kind of my top team to probably help Canada have some Stanley Cup chances this year. But the unfortunate part is your goaltender is one of the most, if not the most important guy on the ice for you. And while being four backups deep for Vancouver didn't shake them as much as people expected, you're going against an extremely overwhelming offense in the Oilers. And they started to tighten up their boxes on special teams as well as their defense. And then Stuart Skinner's become that much more impressive over the past couple of months. Also, the hard part to compare these two teams is that the Canucks power play just doesn't exist in playoffs right now. So regardless of what they did well during the regular season, their penalty kills there, they've got sharp defensemen, but they cannot score on special teams. And right now the theme for playoffs is a game of inches on top of special team execution, helping you pave the way to victories. So I just don't really see it for the Canucks right now as much as I really want them to push through. You've got depth scoring for the Oilers. You've got a lot of things just kind of leaning in favor for them. And if Stuart Skinner continues to show up between the pipes, it's going to be a tough round for the Canucks to escape out of, in my opinion.
Casey, tough game for the Canes last night, losing double overtime. They're down 0-2, headed back to Raleigh against New York. The pricing for this series was interesting, right? Like, the Rangers won the President's Cup trophy. They had home ice advantage, yet Carolina was the favorites in this series. We've seen this out of both of these teams, though, the last couple years. The Rangers are great at MSG, not so great on the road. Carolina's kind of same thing. They're great at home, not so great on the road. So with Carolina going back home, do you still think there's a chance for them to win this series?
That's the hard part, because they're doing something a little surprising, which is not capitalizing on the power play. Not to mention is that they're creating way too many special team opportunities. Even though that they're getting power play chances, I wouldn't want to face the New York Rangers on the penalty kill because of their ability to create shorthanded opportunities. We've seen plenty of them. Unfortunately, PJ, we did see them execute on two shorthanded goals versus your Capitals team. So they're just putting themselves in a rough position. They're getting the scoring chances. They're getting the shots in equivalence to how I measure up the Panthers. But the Rangers are just kind of really a lot more efficient, hands down. And Shesterkin deserves a lot of credit because he is not only the better goaltender in this matchup, but the better goaltender in playoffs overall right now. So it's going to be hard to say, because even though they take it back to home ice, they felt some pressure from the New York Islanders, who had their own issues. I mean, in a number of ways, the Islanders could have kept that series a lot closer. And I just think that the Rangers are coming out too heavy. We're seeing depth scoring coming out of these guys. It was Zibanejad game one. Now it's Lafreniere game two. Chris Kreider as a leader continues to step into the mix there. We haven't even seen what Roslovic can bring to the table during playoffs. And I've loved that move since day one. And you got some other guys that are kind of bringing the energy up with them, getting healthier and maybe potentially helping out this team down the stretch. So I hate to say it, it hurts, but I'm leaning towards the Rangers on this series.
And then, Casey, finally, we got the Avs against the Stars. Man, what a heartbreaking loss for Dallas last night. You're up 3-0. You lose 4-3. We saw Dallas drop the first two games at home and still win that series. Obviously, that's going to be an important game tomorrow night. But do you think the Stars can wipe away that loss and still win this series?
The Stars have to do two things in order to compete with an Avalanche team that I've given no credit to. Their defense is going to have to be able to match and pick up on the speed of the Avs forwards, and Oettinger is going to have to make sure that he stays on top of his game. He cannot crumble or kind of fall apart like he did versus the Golden Knights last year. And I think that's what we kind of saw last night. Even though the Stars came out hot on top, they kind of dropped some moments, giving their forwards, the Avs forwards, a little too much time and space in front of Oettinger, and you cannot do that with a team that's explosive as the Avs. They don't think twice about their shots. They take those difficult shots as well. And so unless the Stars can clean that up, then this might be the Avs series to win, unfortunately. I have a lot of faith in what the Dallas Stars can do, but the Avs are starting to get better defensively. You've got Nichushkin, who's been unstoppable during the playoffs. Even if McKinnon isn't in the equation, like he really wasn't in the first 40 minutes of play yesterday, he comes in those clutch moments 39 seconds into the third period to put his team back in contention. We haven't even seen Mikko Rantanen go to town yet, so it's just scary to see the playmakers that the Avs have that haven't tapped into the series quite yet as much as they typically can.
Casey, great stuff. Really good insight on all the series. You're the best. Enjoy all the games tonight. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. We're getting some questions here. B-Mills on YouTube. How does PJ like the over in the second Rangers-A's matchup tonight, targeting Jack Leiter and Osvaldo Beto? I mean, look, after the Rangers scored 11 runs yesterday, B. Mills, in the first two innings, with that pitching matchup, like you said, a young Leiter versus Beto, who doesn't have much experience, I would tend to go with that over as well. Even though it's only at 8, which is a little nerve-wracking, I would take the over there. And then Parley, our guy on Twitch, thoughts on DiVincenzo under 17.5. I actually like Dante's over 17.5 tonight. Brunson's prop is at 37.5. Like, at what time do the Pacers just double and trap Brunson and force these other Knicks guys to beat you, right? You saw at the end of that game when the Pacers were pressuring and they were trapping, Brunson was turning the ball over. As great of a scorer as he is, he's still only 6'1", 6'2". Like, trap him, put some big guys on him. I think maybe we see a little bit of that. I think that's going to give some opportunities for DiVincenzo to shoot some threes. So I like his over 17.5 points. Time for PJ's props now on Send It In. Bring in producer Shawnee Sharp to help me out. Shawnee Sharp, what's the first prop that we got for today?
Yeah, Peach, the first one we got here is going to be in that Pacers and Knicks game. Jalen Brunson over 37.5 points, or Tyrese Haliburton under 16.5 points?
Yeah, this kind of goes along with what I was just saying about DiVincenzo. I know Brunson's point prop is high at 37.5, but it was 35.5 in game one. He needed 20 fourth quarter points just to go over that number. And I hate when NBA teams do this. Like, if a guy's giving you 40, maybe you should let somebody else on the floor beat you, right? Show that Josh Hart can get 30. Show that DiVincenzo can get 30. We all know Brunson is the best player on the floor. Maybe you let some of these other guys try and beat you. So maybe Indiana just continues to do their same thing defensively. I know they're not a good defensive team, but I would rather take the under on Haliburton. He looks banged up. He looks injured. He didn't want any part of that fourth quarter. He wasn't even looking to shoot at all. So I'll take his under 16.5 points.
All right, next up, we're going to stick with Tyrese Haliburton, but his over 10-plus assists is at plus 120 at BetMGM, or Miles Turner to make three or more three-pointers is at plus 175.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Turner's certainly going to jack about 6 or 7 threes tonight. I like the price at plus 175. But if he's like 0 for his first 4, 1 for his first 5, he might not shoot at them anymore. So that kind of worries me. Whereas Halliburton, like I said, I think he's going to be looking more to facilitate. Maybe he's a little bit more aggressive because of how game one ended. His coaches, teammates, the media is all over him probably to continue to attack and look for his shot. But he's at his best when he is facilitating and setting up his other guys. So I'll go Halliburton over 10 plus assists.
All right, the two other players that are probably key players for this series, Josh Hart, his over points plus rebounds is at 29.5 at minus 120, or Pascal Siakam, over 31.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 115.
I kind of like both tonight, but if I had to choose, I'll go Siakam over 31.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 115. I think this is going to be a Siakam game. I mentioned it earlier in the show. Did virtually nothing in the first half, then really got going in the second half. I think he might go for like 30 tonight, 25, 30 points. I'll take the Siakam over.
All right, let's go over to the NHL here. Jeremy Swayman, over 30.5 saves at minus 120, or Sergei Bobrovsky, over 24.5 saves at also at minus 120.
Yeah, I'll take Swayman here. I do think Florida scores 2, 3, maybe even 4 goals tonight, but I think they're just going to keep pressure in Boston all night long. I think they're going to have like 37, 38 shots on goal. I'll go Swayman over saves.
All right, next up here, we have a BetMGM special here. I saw this on here. I thought it was kind of interesting. You can bet the combined total for the two games tonight in the NHL playoffs. So the total is 11.5 at minus 125, or the under at 11.5 is plus 105.
I'm going to take the under 11.5 for both games tonight at plus money. That Panthers-Bruins game is actually juiced to the under at 5.5. So even though I've been saying that Florida, I think they're going to get a ton of pressure on the Bruins. Again, I think they're going to win on the puck line. I think that game could have like 4 or 5 combined goals in it. And then the Edmonton-Vancouver game, the total sitting at 6. I like Vancouver tonight. I think if you like the Canucks, that's got to correlate with the under. I don't think they have the firepower to win like a 5-4, 4-3 game against Edmonton. So I'll take the Canucks and the under tonight. I'll take the under 11.5 for both games.
All right, next up here we have, we're going to that Oilers and Canucks game. How about McJesus to score a goal at plus 120, or the other goals leader for the Canucks, Brock Boeser, to score a goal at plus 195?
Brock Boeser, Brock Bowser, it doesn't matter, Shawnee Sharp. We're taking McDavid, plus 120 to score a goal. He's my guy tonight.
All right, and then the last one I got here for you, Peach, another BetMGM special. It's on the MLB, so the total home runs hit today across the MLB. We've got a couple games going on right now, though. Over 34.5 is at minus 115, or under 34.5 is at minus 105.
Love the over for a couple reasons. The first one, we got a doubleheader, as B Mills mentioned, in that A's Rangers game. So we're getting 16 games today instead of 15. But also, like you said, a lot of day games today, right? So the ball should be flying. Obviously, the weather's, it's like 90 degrees out here in DC. So we got great weather all over the country. I think we're going to get a lot of runs today, a lot of homers. I'll take over 34.5. All right, wrapping up the show now. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Yesterday, Francisco Lindor got us a base hit. Today, for going streaking, our guy is going to be Jeremy Peña of the Astros going up against Carlos Rodon. Astros lineup has been awesome this year. They absolutely dominate against left-handed pitching, and Peña's been fantastic. He's batting .313 this season. He's 2-for-4 in his career against Rodon. Peña is going to be my pick in going streaking. As I mentioned, my prop lock for today, give me Pascal Siakam over 19.5 points. I think this is too low. I'd look at some alternate numbers for Siakam. 25 plus, 30 plus. I think he's going to be the guy for Indiana tonight. They're normally a very well-balanced team, but tonight, this is why you traded for Siakam, was you need a game on the road. You need a flip home court advantage. He was great in the second half. I think he's going to be great for 4 quarters tonight. I'll take his over 19.5 points. Dog of the day, as I've been mentioning, give me Vancouver, plus 115 against the Oilers. No Thatcher Demko, no problem. I'll gladly take the Canucks. They won a lot of those toss-up type games against the Preds in game one. I like seeing that stuff when you're able to win kind of those games that could go either way. They're getting absolutely no respect from the market in this series. They swept Edmonton during the regular season. I think that means something. We'll back the Canucks tonight in game one, plus 115. Shawnee Sharp, what's your best bet for tonight?
Yeah, Peter, will be quick here. Pacers team total over 107.5. It's at minus 105. Still too low. I don't understand why the market doesn't understand this. Pacers love to run, love to play fast, and I think they know they should have won on Monday. So I think they're going to come out mad and score a lot of points. So I think either overs on both teams should be good tonight.
All right, very nice. My best bet, we're going to go to soccer. Yes, soccer. We got the Champions League today. The winner is going to advance to play Dortmund in the final. It's either Real Madrid or Bayern Munich. I love the tie, the draw in regulation at plus 280. Both of these teams tied 2-2 in Munich. Now we go to Real Madrid. We go to Madrid in Spain. I think we're going to get another draw in regulation. This thing might be decided in penalty kicks. I'll take the plus 280 as my best bet. My favorite picks in golf this week at the Wells Fargo Championship. There it is, the full screen. Victor Hovland and Harris English, my two outrights. Xander Schauffele and Victor Hovland, like both of those guys to finish in the top 10. And then three bets in the top 20, all at plus money. Matty Fitz, Harris English, and Ben On at plus 130. So that's what we like this week at Quail Hollow. Once again, to recap our picks, we got Jeremy Pena in going streaking. Pascal Siakam is going to be my prop lock over 19.5 points. The Canucks, my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp's on that Pacers team total over 107.5. And I'll take Real Madrid Bayern as my best bet to draw in regulation. A nice plus 280. Love betting a good draw in soccer. Thanks again to Casey Hudson for joining us. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for the questions. Good luck on all your bets tonight. Enjoy the games. And as always, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch it on the Send It In podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, rate, subscribe, review to the podcast. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, for some more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.